each meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is rot. It's time to be stirred. The time is now. The winds have changed. Read the signs. No time to hide. The winds have changed.
Millennia ago, from the little cave on the tiny island of Patmos in the Aegean Sea, the heavens opened. Since then, the world has been fascinated by the cosmic upheaval brewing on the horizon of history. The upheaval is now upon us. It is within us. To some degree, it always has been. But there has been a sudden and violent shift in the affairs of the world. The winds have changed. Heaven will not be silent. Let's now join Father Anthony Bush, pastor of St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago, and author of A Mother's Plea, For the Winds Have Changed. Together we can pave the way for a hopeful response to the signs of our times.
Bozo's Circus is on the air. Bozo, the world's greatest clown. Oliver O'Oliver. Sandy the Tramp. Bob Smith. Bob Trender and his Big Top Band. Master Ned, that's me. And a cast of thousands.
Good afternoon, loyal listeners. Welcome to Winds of Change as we wait for Mike Stark, who's on his way in today, but this is producer Nick filling in, and it certainly is a circus a little bit around here with the rain falling down, but just be careful driving out there, folks. Welcome to Winds of Change, and we have with us a very special guest, Mr. Guy Murphy. How are you, Mr. Murphy?
Hi there, Nick. I'm doing great. It's great to be back here.
Yes, you've returned and you've been on with Mike before, and what can you say about what you've been doing lately?
Oh, very good. Well, we're still going on pilgrimages all over the world. We had an awesome one to Quito, Ecuador, where the Blessed Mother appeared.
Nice.
We also went to the Holy Land. We call it a journey with Jesus, where we really have the Blessed Mother magnify the Lord, and we really have people walk in the steps where Jesus walked, and it really helps them increase their faith and hope in Jesus Christ.
Sounds like a very good spiritual and soul-searching journey for a lot of people to go through that kind of stuff, and very helpful.
It's a must-do. I think everybody should go. I go every year, once a year. It's about right. But at least once in your lifetime, you have to make sure you make it to the Holy Land and
journey
with Jesus.
And what made you choose Ecuador this time? Because I know you've done them in different areas. What was Ecuador this time?
Quito, Ecuador, is the Blessed Mother appeared there 400 years ago. And in the fourth apparition, what she had said is, actually she said the secret societies in Masons, she even said, we're going to infiltrate the governments and the church, persecute it, and says they're going to blame it all on the good priest and the Pope.
Look at that,
from 400 years ago. Mm-hmm. That's what she said. Fourth apparition, it was approved by the church. It was wonderful. And we visited that, and of course, we also saw a lot, this Las Lajas, where this miraculous image, like a Polaroid, 3 feet thick, of a beautiful image of Our Lady and baby Jesus, are imprinted right into this rock in Lhasa. Miraculous image, totally unexplainable by science. It's great to see that as well.
Sounds impressive and sounds very good, too. And since it couldn't be explained by science, like you just said there, sounds almost mystical in a way with that there. And almost sounds like something is very much indeed watching over everybody or watching over a lot of people.
Very good. That particular image there in Las Lajas, when the scientists got to examine it, they says, how come this paint hasn't chipped or faded in 250 years.
That's a good sign there.
And so what they started doing, they go, wait, there is no pigment here. This is the color of the rock itself. And you see this beautiful multicolored rock where you see Our Lady in color. And what is she? The Book of Revelations. She's clothed with the sun and she's got the moon under her feet and she's with the child Jesus. It's a really amazing thing. And so they were actually able to do core samples. We'll go, how thick does this color of this rock go? 3 feet thick.
Oh my gosh.
It was just totally mind-boggling, but it's like, we call it a Polaroid from God. Only God, but what does he do that? He goes, hey, when you take another look at Book of Revelation chapter 12, we got a battle going on here, and the Blessed Mother, she's the woman clothed with the sun. So praise the Lord. So we had to go check that out as well. That's in just over the border in Colombia, close to Quito, Ecuador. And of course, we had a wonderful pilgrimage there. You know, wherever the Blessed Mother appears, I love going there because the mystery of her Immaculate Heart is so beautiful. It's so wonderful. It's clothed in humility. And as we fall in love with Jesus and Mary, you can't help to find out more about the mysteries. Everywhere she appears, you find out these new and wonderful places. And they're also, we call them the hot spots in the world. They're like places of grace where people could encounter Jesus Christ in a very effective way. So praise the Lord. And we went to there, then we went to the Holy Land, and then we went back to Italy and Medjugorje for Easter time. Powerful pilgrimage. It was really awesome. That was for the Easter time as well. And I remember, Mike Stark, when you were there in Medjugorje, you really enjoyed that one as well, didn't you?
I enjoyed it, yes. Not the traffic so much. There's the last 3 weeks, three out of the last 4 weeks, where I've had the Bozo Circus as my theme song. I'm going to have to change it. I've been late. The express lanes were closed again today. Not as late as last week.
On the Bozo Circus, was it listen to that? You know, before Medjugorje, that's what people used to refer to me as, the spiritual Bozo. Because I really didn't know, I didn't care anything about the faith. And, I would kind of go through the motions, but it was always a big joke. And all of a sudden, you know, you go check out some miracles with the Blessed Mother, and that time of grace.
Who considered you a bozo?
A period of grace. I would consider myself a spiritual bozo, because I wouldn't take anything serious with regard to faith. Before I started encountering the mystery of Mary. Of course, you remember in that last show where Blessed Mother gave me a good bop on the head. I started shooting my mouth off to her. She bopped me in the head, and all of a sudden, it started me making to pay attention more. And of course, because not only she bopped you one in the head if you deserve it, I only know two engineers who got bopped in the head, myself and my friend Gerald, a couple years later. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, she gives you that kiss in the head too. So, and that's the one, that love that you feel, that peace, that joy, that's what really makes Medjugorje powerful. And that's why we're so excited about the news that it came out of the Vatican last week.
Well, that's the main reason you're here. Not that we're going to not talk about everything else, but the main reason you're here, I wanted to have you here last week, but you couldn't come, was the fact that the Vatican announced that it's approving pilgrimages, which means, you know, what? I mean, I know what it means, but explain. You'll explain it better than I will. I know you're like Father Hyde. I had Father Hyde here last week, and we were talking about the U-505, and he had almost as many papers as you do. I just want to do a whimsical, fun show and talk about different stuff. Like next week, Kevin Matthews is going to be here. We're going to talk about the procession from St. John Cantius on May 31st with Broken Mary from John Cantius to the water tower. And we're just going to wing it. And normally I wing it, but with you and Father Jim, it's like, okay, I got a professor here, and you are a scientist. So go ahead.
Very
and,
good.
Explain away why the... Why the Vatican didn't before and why they have now approved this?
Well, I think the most important thing, it's all in God's time. And it's one of those mysteries, but we have to leave it up to the Holy Spirit. And I tell you what, Mike, right now what we're going to do, we're going to say a little prayer to the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts and kindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy Spirit, and we shall be created, and God will renew the face of the earth. And as we see that little prayer too, As you mentioned, I'm Guy Murphy with Totally Yours Pilgrimage. Totally Yours is we do everything to Jesus through the help of Mary. We want the help. We need the help. And, of course, because I'm a spiritual bozo, I'd accept the help. And she's got to unbozo me and help me be serious and help me climb the mountain of the Lord and go into the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And I was thinking about it. You know, it's my 30-year conversion is going to be this December. So praise the Lord. And I'm so thankful for Blessed Mother for knocking sense into me and put me on a new path. A new journey. So what I'd like to do in this whole show we're having with Mike, let's entrust everything to Jesus through her help. Blessed Mother, anything that you want us to say, you want us to jog, have the Holy Spirit, come upon Mike Stark, come upon Guy Murphy, jog our memory, jog our soul, have the Holy Spirit, say the things that you want us to say, and all the things that you'd rather have me keep together, you know, I close that up for another time. All right, so we'll praise the Lord.
But now, I don't know that what I say is actually what they want me to say. Right? I would say it's a good bet it's not.
That's why we're asking for help.
They've cleaned me up. I don't swear on the air, though.
Praise the Lord. See that? Step at a time.
I don't.
We're climbing
swear.
The mountain,
but
Mike.
Sometimes I say things that are less than a swear word, but not considered courteous, depending on what I'm talking about, like the traffic last week. Father Hyde's like, ooh.
No.
So anyway, it wasn't a swear word. So I'll do my best to do what the Lord wants me to say. But basically, you're here to fill the hour and talk about Talk about what, I mean, this is very important, the fact that the Vatican has approved pilgrimages. So
yes.
Let's cut to the chase and let people know what it is, and then we can get into more about Medjugorje and the fact that you give your tours, your pilgrimages away, whereas most people charge money. you lose money. But please explain what just happened.
Okay. What had happened was on Mother's Day, of course, that's when everybody loves their mother, and we're petitioning heaven for help, a certain grace was released by Pope Francis. He actually released it to the world. He said, now the Pope authorizes official pilgrimages can be made to Medjugorje. So he puts that on the same level now as Fatima, Lourdes, the Holy Land. Anybody, there's no more restrictions. Now, before that...
Now, hold on a second, because I need to be clear, because I did talk with my good friend and Marian priest, Father Edward Looney.
Yes, sir, yes.
And he said there are some things. I mean, he's not approving that other than for the pilgrimages
we're getting to that.
It's not there yet as far as the actual approval of Medjugorje, but it is approved for people to travel there like a diocesan trip, correct?
Correct. So before that, what was approved is people could go there with private pilgrimages, like Totally Yours runs. We have private ones, and priests could go. Bishops can go. Cardinals could go. We had bishops go on our trips before to Medjugorje.
Right.
They could go and participate it. But what the restriction was, because they were investigating it, they says at the time, let's say the bishop couldn't announce to the diocese, hey, I'm coming to Medjugorje, you know, let's go with me. Or even the parish. We're going to have a parish pilgrimage going to Medjugorje. Come on. Actually, as of May 12th, Mother's Day, that's all changed now. The shrine itself is approved. People could go. And what's not approved, though, they haven't approved all the supernatural apparitions, all the messages and all that. That's still on Pope Francis's desk. The Cardinal Ruini report is complete on his desk. He could release it every time. Archbishop Hoser has let us know the results of that, and he's all excited about it. And so he says in the right step, that is going to take place, but step by step. Actually, Pope Francis is making huge, huge steps for those who really love Our Lady of Medjugorje and love Blessed Mother in general and Jesus in general. We've been so excited about all the steps that have been happening, and we're expecting more wonderful things to happen as well.
So the priests in the past couldn't say, Mike Grezik. Mike Grezik couldn't say, hey, I'm going on a pilgrimage to Medjugorje in his announcements and invite the parish to come with him. Correct?
Correct. Formally, from the pulpit, he couldn't say that the parish is going here to Medjugorje. But
now he can.
Now he can, right. Before,
I'm sure he will.
Yes.
<I'm> sure. You know he will.
Him and Father Michael Legner, Father Rick, and a whole bunch of them. And why it's so exciting is because this is a time of great graces. And Medjugorje has been going, this will be 38 years this is going on. It's been an incredible outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And actually, what Pope Francis said, he goes, I can't deny, even though we're not going to talk about the apparitions right now, he goes, I cannot deny the incredible, powerful fruits that's been happening there. He says, look at in Europe, in Italy, there's like a 10% church on Sunday attendance. And all of a sudden, they find all these prayer groups starting up all over Italy, all this renewal coming on. And wherever that's coming down, what's sparking it? Medjugorje. He goes, we couldn't deny that. Cardinal Schoenberg goes and he goes, I had to see why I didn't close down my seminary. I was getting ready
to close. Who's Cardinal Schoenberg?
Oh, he's the cardinal in Vienna, and Schoenberg, and he said, I'm going to have to close down my seminary because all vocation dropped off, and all of a sudden his vocation started going up more and more. And he goes, what is going on? He starts talking to them all. He goes, oh, I went to Medjugorje at a conversion. I want to become a priest. Boom, boom, boom. And he goes, all of a sudden his seminary is getting full, so he goes to Medjugorje, and he becomes a big proponent of it over the years. So it's been wonderful. So he couldn't deny it here. And actually, in the report that they did it, they said about 1,000 priestly vocations have come out, and religious vocations have been coming out of there. And John Paul II had called it, other people called it, the confessional of the world. They go, how do they do this? You know, we're trying to get people to go to confession, and all of a sudden they go to this little town, this obscure town in former communism, pile of rocks, where they allegedly,
it is a pile of rocks. I didn't want to go.
Allegedly.
You know that. Wait, it was 4 years ago now, wasn't it? Yeah, it was May of, it was what, the 34th anniversary, was it?
Yes.
It was It was in May of 2015,
the anniversary.
Right after Mike got ordained.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, we got to cut for a commercial right now, so we'll be right back after these messages. Stay tuned.
Chicago radio personality Kevin Matthews found a statue of the Virgin Mary, broken and lying by a dumpster. His life would never be the same. Join us on Thursday, May 30th at noon as Mike Stark talks with Kevin about his experience with Broken Mary. Then join Kevin at St. John Catches Friday night, May 31st at 7 for a talk by Kevin. After the talk, Kevin invites you and a few thousand others to walk in candlelight procession with Our Lady of the Broken from St. John Catches to the Water Tower on Chicago Avenue as we pray the rosary for peace and healing in our lives in our troubled city. Join us on Winds of Change Thursday, May 30th at noon, and then join Kevin Matthews' talk at St. John Catches Friday, May 31st at 7 p.m. For complete information, visit OurLadyOfTheBroken.org. That's OurLadyOfTheBroken.org.
We all are broken. It's humbling to go to Mary and say, Mary, the mother of Jesus, please, please, Mary, be my mother today. This world is moving so fast. Maybe it's time to stop and close your eyes and finally be with God.
The Winds of Change
on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
St. Stan's School has an amazing PK 3 through 8th grade program focused on leadership and social-emotional learning and is one of the only schools to implement the Reading and Writing Project of Columbia University and the University of Chicago. Everyday math across the board, PK 3 through 8th, is taught by our highly educated and dedicated teachers. St. Stan's students are academically challenged with advanced-level placement opportunities as their test scores and high school admissions speak volumes. St. Stan's is an integral part of the Wicker Park community, where you feel welcome and at home with other families and friends who enjoy the same warm, friendly, and safe atmosphere for their children. We have small classroom size, which makes a difference in the whole learning experience. Many schools have excellent programs. At St. Stan's, we empower students to be excellent. Join the St. Stan's family. It is a selective admissions process. Grades 1 through 8 are tested and interviewed. Call 773-278-4560. That's 773-278-4560. Or stop by at 1255 North Noble Street. That's one block north of Division, just off the Kennedy. More information at ststanschicago.org. That's ststanschicago.org.
Almost sounds like Nick took that right from the movie, because I can hear the tank treads churning there. This is Patton's March from one of the greatest movies ever produced, starring George C. Scott as General Patton. And anytime you want to cut the music, Nick, would be a good idea. And get right back to the show with Guy Murphy. Patton was over there and in that part of the world, you know, knocking the Nazis out. So that was good.
Well, we have a different type of battle going now. It's a spiritual battle, so praise the Lord. And we got a new general, so bless the mother.
Well, we've always had the same general. It's just, and Patton was a very spiritual man, too. He did look to God, and he did give God credit for the weather, because they had some weather, especially at the Battle of the Bulge, which was a bad situation for our people. But at any rate, we're going to get back to the 80s. Back in time, because we're talking about Medjugorje, and Medjugorje happened in the 80s. And for those of you out there that don't really know what the heck we're talking about, I don't even know how to spell it. M-E-D-J-U. It's a bunch of, you know, garbled letters together. But Medjugorje, like Fatima and some of the other sites where the Blessed Mother appeared, we've got Champion, Wisconsin, our closest neighbor, the only approved site in the United States. She appeared there, too. So, Guy, why don't you explain to our listeners what exactly happened in Medjugorje in the early 80s in this war-torn country?
Okay, wonderful. Actually, before it was even war-torn country.
That's right. My bad. It became war-torn after she appeared.
In 1981, it was a little obscure village under communism. So this is in former Yugoslavia. And again, in communism, they believe in atheism. So picture this. Now, Blessed Mother, that's the mother of Jesus, appears to six...
I think our listeners probably know that.
To 16 teenagers. And what was her main message? God exists and God loves you. God alone is the fullness of life. If you want to enjoy that fullness and obtain peace, you must turn back to God. So she gave him these five spiritual, call them the five stones of spirituality, become super saints. But so she is appearing out there on this hill, Apparition Hill, we'll call it. And all of a sudden, the communists.
Well, that's what they call it, so let's call it that.
Very good. And the communists went bonkers because they're saying, wait a second. If we are teaching in our media, in our schools, that there's no God, how could he send his mother on the hill to give him these messages? We got to stop it. And what happened? It shook the communists to the core. It shook them to the core. They did everything they could to stop it. And look at that. Communism collapsed, and the Blessed Mother is still there to this day.
But while you're at it, explain who she appeared to.
I don't hear you.
Who did she appear to? Because that's something that obviously... a lot of people don't know.
Okay, there were two boys and six girls.
Six girls?
I'm sorry, two boys and four girls. Okay, sorry,
for a total of six.
Yeah, for a total of six. And they're all, one of the boys was actually 9 years old, and the other ones were all 15 and 16 years old. So there's just simple country kids that would just basically walk their car, feed the sheep, simple schools, not too technical on that. They came in, had these apparitions, and all of a sudden, they're still having them today. So praise the Lord. And that's kind of what makes it unusual compared to now. I love going to Lourdes. I love going to Fatima. But it's happening now today. Tonight is still the time of great graces. And actually, what she says, what I started in Fatima, I'm going to finish in Medjugorje. My heart will triumph. This battle that you talked about, it's the big battle going on, the spiritual battle. Is that what we're actually
spiritual hitting? Battle of the Bulge. But these kids were threatened by the government with death and all kinds of crazy stuff, right? And they're young people.
Right. So imagine now in America, if we're having troubles, we
freshmen
say
freshmen in high school and below.
You talk bad to me, I'm gonna call my social worker, I'm gonna call this. In communism, you have no rights. You have no rights at all. That's they just be quiet and keep quiet because you just disappear. You start saying things that the government don't like. You just disappear one day. So, and what happened is they're reporting this, and they would do everything they can for fight. They would arrest them every day. They had them house arrest. They put all kinds of restrictions on. But because they were kids, it made it very difficult for them to do some serious persecution. Because everybody said, "Hey, this could be just kids' games, and it could look bad on them." But any of the supporters around them, including they threatened the bishop, they threatened the priest, Father Yozo, end up spending. He got a sentence of 3 years hard labor. And after the UN put pressure on him after a year and a half, actually, in this last pilgrimage, we were up to Zagreb. We got to meet Father Yozo. And he talked to us about the early days. And he says, "Guy, here's what was happening. Our little group, it was a real blessing to meet him." He says, "We were in church." And it says, the pastor says, "At first, I didn't believe him." And he goes, "And the parishioners were half believing, half not. And the police were threatening to kill us. And we knew it was true. We were all scared. We didn't know what to do. And the visionaries at the time were in house arrest."
Well, they isolated him, too, and they all had the same story, correct?
Yes, correct. He started doing it.
So they put him in different places, and they're all saying the same thing.
Yes.
Even the 9-year-old.
Yes, and asked him. But as they were in house arrest, Blessed Mother gave Yaakov a message. It says he sneaks out of the window, runs across the field, through the fields, comes in the church, and Father Yozo said, "I'm just ready to start Mass." He starts pulling on his Franciscan tunic, and he goes, "Blessed Mother has a message for the parish." So he says he picks him up, puts him on the altar. It says the sister to this day gives him a hard time because he has dirty feet, and he put in a nice clean linen for his bare footprints around the altar. And he says, "Well, what does Blessed Mother want?" And she goes, "Our Lady says she wants you, parishioners pray and fast, and she'll take care of everything. And he says it was like a balloon popping. Says even though the communists had them scared, but wait a second, God is in control. And they united the parishioners, united them, and he even knew he was going to be spending, being arrested, and about just a couple of weeks later, he's going to be arrested and all that, but he knew it was in God's hands, and they were going to carry it on. So it was a wonderful hear Father Yozo talk about those early days.
And what happened to Father Yozo?
So he got thrown in a jail, hard labor, and then what they finally let him out, they says, all right, we'll agree to leave him out if he doesn't become pastor of Medjugorje anymore. He has to go somewhere else. And they did. And he said one more thing to us while we were there. He said, 38 years ago, Our Lady said, you parishioners, God chose you in a very special way because your great faith, God's going to use you to bring other pilgrims to. She's not going to do it alone. She's going to use your great faith to do it. And Father looks us in the eyes and he goes, you know, today, I could tell you with all sincerity, it's you pilgrims that God's chosen now to come here to Medjugorje. He's going to use you in a special way to help evangelize the world. The new evangelization is going to come right through here. And it really gave us such a moment. And I think that's why now that Pope Francis has authorized pilgrimage there, even, come on, you skeptics, those days are past. It's a new era now. No more restrictions. You cynical skeptics, you want to see? Come on. I invite you. See what it's all about. You can't, even Pope Francis says, look, we can't deny the graces that we're seeing out there. It's incredible. It's amazing.
I call BS when I see it. And you know, I was reluctant to go. You were pushing me. I'm like, no, I don't want to go. I don't care. Where's the golf course?
I remember that very well.
You and Father Mike Grezik, who was just ordained, he's like, come on, we'll have a good time. I'm like, what are we going to do over there? Because, I mean, I'm about living life and having fun. I'm not going to dial into praying all day, every day for 10 days or whatever it was we were over there. I didn't remember. It went fast, though, and I learned a lot, but I had the miracle of the sun, and I was really ticked off when I got there. I was, you know, going through some personal stuff, and I was really upset. And I went up the mountain because I remember talking to him like, I don't speak this language. They had headphones. For those of you out there, you get these headphones when you check in on your trip that converts, because they do it in Croatian, that converts the mass and whatever the speakers are saying to English or to German or to Italian or whatever language, French, whatever language you speak. And I'm just like, I'm out. And I ran up the mountain. I went up the mountain and I cruised up the mountain. I got up there quick. I'm walking around up there. Nothing happened. I'm like, okay, whatever. And I got seven more days of this crap, you know? And then I come down the mountain. As I'm coming down the mountain, I look over at the sun, and all of a sudden it's spinning. And when I say it's spinning, I mean it's like a ring of fire, to quote Johnny Cash, with a communion host in front of it, you know? And I'm just kept looking at it. I'm like, is that what am I seeing? I thought I was seeing something. And I come down to you, and I say, hey, I think I saw the miracle of the sun. You're like, join the club. Because we had, I don't know, 20-some pilgrims, and Father Mike's never seen it, and he's gone like 70 times. He's like, I never get to see it. But you're a priest. It's okay. But he doesn't need it. Most of us do. But it was something that stays with me to this day. I'll be out in the lake on a boat in the middle of the summer, a boat party, and looking up at the sun, and people are like, what are you doing? I'm just like, just checking. Sit still there.
Because God's with you, and you got a special grace. It's a time of great grace, and you receive that grace in Medjugorje. And what I look at that is, you actually are having an apparition of the Eucharist that happens to be in front of the sun. Like when the visionaries see the Blessed Mother, they're able to hook up brainwaves to them, the heart, ocular grams, all the scientific test works, and they could tell, wait a second, they're seeing something beautiful, and all of a sudden they're going outside their time and body. They're able to blow music in their ears, and the brainwaves don't pick it up. And they say, I hear Blessed Mother speaking to him instead. It's this great apparition they're having. So what you're seeing, what we see oftentimes, God lets other people see, the sun normally would blind your eyes.
Right.
But all of a sudden, he's giving you an apparition.
Well, it blinded yours.
Yeah, the first time.
You were skeptical, too.
Yes, first time I was skeptical, it blinded my eyes when everybody else saw it. That's the first time. That's another show, so we'll talk about that.
It didn't burn my eyes. Well, we already talked about that on the last show, but I'm just saying.
She whacked me pretty good because I was shooting off my mouth. You know, I had a bad habit doing that, and she kind of gave me an attitude adjustment. But now you see this host, this communion apparition, that blocks the sun, and what does it do? It encourages you. This Holy Communion is Jesus Christ in appearance, but it's our God. It's more powerful than the sun. And that's actually, when you receive communion at Mass, that you're receiving something more powerful than the sun itself. And all of a sudden, what does that do? That encourages you to go to Mass, encourages you to feel the grace, and praise it.
We were having a Mass. I mean, that's where we were. Everyone was having a Mass in Croatia. I'm like, I'm out. And some of the other people saw different things, though. It was all relatable.
Right,
but
right.
some of them saw some
different
blood.
Colors, right.
Some blood, some colors, some different visions of what was going on, whether it would be the Blessed Mother or Brother Baby Jesus. I mean, and these, I'm like, man, I only got this ring of fire, and some of these people had some pretty graphic descriptions of what they were seeing. I remember sitting at dinner afterwards and listening to these people talk. I was like, wow, that's pretty. And I thought maybe some of these people are these religious crackpots. You know, I hate to say it,
right,
but, people like that. Like, okay, you're just wacky. But for the most part, I got to know the people. This was the first day, and I realized most of these people are normal people, just like you and me. And it is time for another commercial. So we'll be right back.
Chicago radio personality Kevin Matthews found a statue of the Virgin Mary broken and lying by a dumpster. His life would never be the same. Join us on Thursday, May 30th at noon as Mike Stark talks with Kevin about his experience with Broken Mary. Then join Kevin at St. John Catches Friday night, May 31st at 7 for a talk by Kevin. After the talk, Kevin invites you and a few thousand others to walk in candlelight procession with Our Lady of the Broken from St. John Catches to the Water Tower on Chicago Avenue as we pray the rosary for peace and healing in our lives in our troubled city. Join us on Winds of Change Thursday, May 30th at noon, and then join Kevin Matthews' talk at St. John Catches Friday, May 31st at 7 p.m. For complete information, visit OurLadyOfTheBroken.org. That's OurLadyOfTheBroken.org.
We all are broken. It's humbling to go to Mary and say, Mary, the Mother of Jesus, please, please, Mary, be my mother today. This world is moving so fast. Maybe it's time to stop and close your eyes and finally be with God.
The Winds of Change on AM 750 WNDZ and on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
St. Stanislaus Kostka is the sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, where you can enter into the presence of Christ 24/7. Every first Saturday afternoon will be a special opportunity for healing. At 4:30, bring your petitions for our Blessed Mother's intercession as we pray the rosary. Then, at 5, we share the body of Christ in the Holy Mass. Also, at 5:30, a Spanish Mass, followed by a Eucharistic procession, adoration, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and an anointing. Enter into the sacred space of St. Stanislaus Kostka and place yourself before Christ for healing. On first Saturday afternoon, starting at 4:30, find St. Stanislaus Kostka, the Sanctuary of the Divine Mercy, 2 blocks north of Division, on Noble, just off the Kennedy in Chicago, and find peace and healing.
Does your dog bite? This is Inspector Clouseau of the Sûreté, and I am here with Mr. Guy Murphy of Totally Yours, Pilgrimages and Tours. Please tell us how we could get to go on a pilgrimage with you somewhere in the world, you know. Do you go to France?
Yes, we do go to France,
actually. I would like to go sometime with you.
We're going to have a surprise trip, actually, this September, too, kind of France and Italy. We're doing actually one on our website.
You just go very to good, you know?
Medj1.com, MEDJ1.com, or otherwise if you go to totallyyours.org. Either one of them will pop you over there.
Yes,
but
just
look at it. Totally Yours Pilgrimages. Come on, we have the best price, the best experience and grace. And you were talking about how many people saw the miracle of the sun.
I was not able to. Mr. Stark was talking about that. I am Inspector Clouseau.
Oh, yes, I forgot. Fool. You were there also, though.
Yes,
I know.
Well, I know I was there because it is not far from my home with my educator. I did just meet the nuncio, who is from France. Christophe Pierre, he's a very nice man. He is from France. He's from the hometown of the Little Sisters of the Poor. But now you are going to tell us the steps. It is not a 12-step program, which I am on. It is a 3-step program. So would you please, if you would, tell people about your program about Medjugorje? You know?
All right. As Mike had mentioned about those miracles that were happening, we don't all get to see that miracle of sun, but always we ask them about who got to see it. Usually about half the people get to see a sign or wonder like that. But what we assure, even though you don't see it, because a lot of priests don't see it the first time, I didn't get to see it, but you're all getting the grace, because these are a time of great graces. And we have to open up your heart. You realize how Jesus and Mary are there and how much they love us. And she calls herself the Queen of Peace. And she goes, I want to give you peace in the world, but the first step to get peace in the world is peace in your heart first, then peace in your families, and after you achieve that peace, then you get this peace in the world. So that's actually her title, is Queen of Peace. And people all over the world are encountering Jesus, and you notice the wonderful things. So Mike was asking, does this surprise me that the Pope had authorized pilgrimage? Actually, I saw a lot of things that Pope Francis was doing step by step. I would call 3 huge steps that he made. One was he changed the study of Medjugorje from the congregation of the clergy to the congregation of the new evangelization. And that was a humongous step, because congregation of clergy, all right, they're going to be looking for, all right, let me see if I can find a mistake in it. We'll wait a couple hundred years before we make pronouncements of it. But now with the new evangelization, you're like, wait a second. There are wonderful things happening here. Let us cooperate with that. Let us live that. Let us experience that. And the second thing that he did, he appointed Archbishop Hozer to be the Vatican emissary to help the pastoral needs of the pilgrims. Now, why he was the perfect man to be put, the perfect archbishop put, he was the one who was in Rwanda, Africa, where those apparitions, he lived there for over 20 years. And he was a very big instrument in getting Rwanda approved while those apparitions are still going on. So that's like a humongous step, because Rwanda happened 6 months basically after Medjugorje started in 1981, November, and they're actually still going on today, but they approved them to a certain point. And then they're actually not only its official shrine to go in, but there's actually apparitions that are approved by the church. So he's the one who's assigned there. So he's got the experience, and it's actually a wonderful thing. That was the second step. The third step is he had the Doctrine of Faith issue a document called The Church Rejuvenates. And what I invite anybody to go ahead and look that up on the Vatican website. He released it on Pentecost Sunday, 2016. And what this document was, he goes, what's the relationship between the hierarchical church and the charismatic church? And then they describe what the charism is, including what? Apparitions, Medjugorje. He goes, how do we have this relationship? This has to be in place. He goes, why? Because what does the hierarchical church have a tendency of doing? They get afraid of the charismatic church, and they start choking it, and they cut off the spirit. And he goes, what does it do? It puts the whole church in a spiritual coma.
Why do they do that, though?
Out of fear, basically. That's what this document talked about. They don't know what to do with them. And our Francis Budovic, a Jesuit who taught Angels of the New Era, learned how to meditate. He says the real key is people don't know the St. Ignatius spiritual exercises enough. They don't know the rules of discernment of spirits enough. So what they do, they get afraid. And then they just want to play monkey see, monkey do. So something is new, they don't know how to handle it. So when something new is going on, they just want to choke it so they could keep the control. But in this document, it kind of brings it up. But there's another side to that. He goes, sometimes these charismatic gifts, as they start springing up, what do? They start attacking the hierarchy. And he goes, look at this. He goes, we need both parts of these church. They're very important parts, but we need a hierarchical church. We need the charismatic church. So they go, we don't know what to do on this, but here's what we're going to ask to do. Blessed Mother, we're going to trust you. Take those two boys and tell them to help build, like they're two boys building a sandbox together. Help them build up the kingdom of God together. So that's what that was the third step. And he did all that in place before he authorized the pilgrimage to Medjugorje. So it's huge. We saw it in the coming. He's doing a great job. So we're all with Pope Francis. He's got the keys of the kingdom, Matthew 16. So we're right with him. Thank you, Pope Francis. Way to go.
Well, you you do that at your pilgrimages, at your conferences. Well, you bring in, you always have a very charismatic speaker. There's always one, you know, it's like, who's that guy? You know, like nobody knows who it is. And then they tell a story like your friend who ended up on the bus with you or who was, what's that guy's name?
Oh, the one who's going to be here this fall. That's the atheist, father.
Not the father.
Peter Geitman. He was a doctor.
Yeah, doctor, yeah.
His wife dragged him on this pilgrimage to Medjugorje.
And he was an atheist. And he ended up ended up everywhere. He was trying to avoid you, and you, oh, there's Guy Murphy again.
And he didn't want to go, and he got so much graces. And he actually was with this Char Vance, who also had a miraculous healing in Medjugorje. He ended up befriending her. And then she saw him, because she was a non-Catholic when she first went to Medjugorje.
Oh, really?
And then she got converted. And this atheistic doctor was also a non-Catholic, who was also an atheist. And so they befriended, and they were talking. And all of a sudden, he started getting, I tell you, by the time he got home, he beat down the doors to get inside of the Catholic Church. He did not want to wait to Easter time to receive Holy Communion, get Jesus Christ, his loving God, in his heart. He ends up sending away for a teaching a catechism course, and this Monsignor,
online catechism,
eh? And Monsignor said, if you go through that course and he gets you the test, after 3 months he went in and he goes, I'll give you the communion myself and confirmation. So he made all sacraments. He's an intelligent guy, hilarious too. Even when he makes fun of me,
he's very funny.
But you know, I deserved
it. Those are the guys. But that's what you do at your conference, because you always have a bishop that celebrates Mass.
Yes.
Who's the bishop that's going to be there this fall? Well, this fall. It's November. I mean, it's right after Halloween. It's usually around Veterans Day.
I think it's Bishop Rassas, I think, is the one who's coming this fall.
Oh, Bishop Rassas? Okay.
But Dr. Geitman is coming back. So we're going to have him back. We have him about six years ago. He's going to come back.
You've got a bunch of fun people that come. I mean, honestly, you've always pulled somebody out. Like Kevin Matthews. You've had my good friend Anna Nuzzo sing there a couple times. And Kevin was there. And it is a good conference, and it's nice to see new faces there, younger crowds, because this isn't, I wouldn't be going if it was a waste of time. I find it to be entertaining and a good use of your time, and you do get a lot out of it with the different people that tell their conversion stories or what has happened to them. And then, like I said, you take so many people on these pilgrimages. How many people a year would you say you travel with over the course of a 365-day calendar year?
Okay, roughly about 500-ish a year that it will bring out to different places throughout the year. So, I mean, I've been doing this for 25 years now, taking people around. So, you know, all of a sudden that's, you know, over 10,000. I know we take people on the...
So a lot of people, and your prices, as you mentioned earlier, you're not making money on this. You're just making do so you can bring people. Why do you approach it that way, whereas most people, you could make a few bucks on it? Same thing with your conference. I say you need to step it up a little bit and make better brochures. And you're like, well, I don't want to charge the people too much. How much do you charge for a day at your conference?
All right, yeah. So that's $45 now for
45. So you can make it $50 or 60.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden,
nobody would care.
The whole weekend is $65 if you want to go
through the whole weekend. $100,
and we'll fly in this November 9th, 10th. We're gonna fly in David Parks. He was a soccer player who had Crohn's disease, was gonna die, goes to Medjugorje, and Father Peter Mary Rookie from our area.
Yep.
He was over there, prayed over him, and he didn't want to get prayed over.
Right.
He's fighting, kicking, and screaming. His wife says,
be quiet.
Father Rookie prays over him, instant miraculous healing. He gets the grace then. He sings at Medjugorje for, you know, 25, 30 years later. He's still there to this day. So he's going to come. So not only got these great miracles, like graces, like you, Mike Stark, you went to Medjugorje. Look at the wonderful things you're continuing to do. But part of that's the grace that you get.
I was doing it before. I mean, I've always been wonderful.
Yes, you are. Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about that. Blessed Mother knows that.
No, but I did the Bible. I did the Bible in 2010.
And that's what's got us together.
Later, yeah. Yeah.
Your Bible, he's got a great Bible app. That's one of the stones that the Blessed Mother says, how I'm going to convert the world. I need you guys to know the Bible more. And Michael Stark has the Truth and Life series. This audio Bible will help you to become super saints. So download that, get to know the Bible more, and it actually helps your rosaries get more powerful. That's another one of the
stones. The rosary is part of our Bible app. We've got Kevin Matthews in the rosary. We just had the Divine Mercy Prayer with Maria Vargo, who played Faustina for 5 years with the Leonardo da Flippis traveling circus, you know, the traveling show where she'd play Faustina. So we just added that. And as we go into the commercial break, I will remind you, I'll give you my own commercial, that Bible app is available at www.downloadjesus.com. That number again, not giving you my number. Website is www.downloadjesus.com. We will be right back.
Chicago radio personality Kevin Matthews found a statue of the Virgin Mary broken and lying by a dumpster. His life would never be the same. Join us on Thursday, May 30th at noon as Mike Stark talks with Kevin about his experience with Broken Mary. Then join Kevin at St. John Catches Friday night, May 31st at 7 for a talk by Kevin. After the talk, Kevin invites you and a few thousand others to walk in candlelight procession with Our Lady of the Broken from St. John Catches to the Water Tower on Chicago Avenue as we pray the rosary for peace and healing in our lives in our troubled city. Join us on Winds of Change Thursday, May 30th at noon, and then join Kevin Matthews' talk at St. John Catches Friday, May 31st at 7 p.m. For complete information, visit OurLadyOfTheBroken.org. That's OurLadyOfTheBroken.org.
We all are broken. It's humbling to go to Mary and say, Mary, the mother of Jesus, please, please, Mary, be my mother today. This world is moving so fast. Maybe it's time to stop and close your eyes and finally be with God.
The Winds of Change. The Winds of Change. On AM 750, WNDZ. And on the World Wide Web at windsofchangeshow.com.
St. Stanislaus Kostka Church is the official sanctuary of the Divine Mercy in Chicago. Founded by Polish immigrants in the late 1800s, this historic church is more commonly known as St. Stan's. One church, many cultures, in that masses are held in English, Spanish, and Polish. The church is two blocks north of Division on Noble, just off the Kennedy. St. Stan's has been so prominent in the history of the church in Chicago that the Kennedy Expressway was even built around it. St. Stan's is easy to get to. It is the sanctuary for quiet prayer before the celebrated iconic monstrance. For Mass and confession times and special events, please visit our new website at ststanschurch.org. That's ststanschurch.org. And while you're on the homepage, feel free to click on the Donations tab to help in the continuing restoration of St. Stan's.
Good evening. I have a very special guest here with me again today. It's Mr. Kevin Matthews. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Mike. Chicago, hello. Thank you, Mike, for the spontaneous phone call.
Yes. Well, you called me last time. Is it wrong?
No, it's, hey, anything I can do to get people to come to St. John Cantius Church for this rally that we're doing in this walk. It's a peaceful walk from St. John Cantius on Friday night, May 31st. And we are going to start at 7 o'clock. We invite everybody to come. Bring your kids, bring your families for this special walk as we walk a mile and a half to the water tower. It's a prayer for the city of Chicago. We're going to peacefully pray for the city of Chicago and all who are broken.
Yes, that would be me.
Yeah, and it's you could tell everybody too, Mike. Anybody wants to find out more, you can go to Our Lady of the Broken and find out all about this this special night.
Well, they've been graciously. Armand has been running the commercial. We've had it out of each each commercial break, we've had the commercial promoting it, which I thought was good. And I thought, you know what? You called me during this final break last week, and I thought, you know what? And next week, you won't have to call me. You'll be here on Thursday with Father Josh.
Yeah, and yes, because we're getting ready. I mean, this is coming up. Memorial Day weekend is, we're just about on it here, days away. So I'm going to be coming over. You can, folks can see the statue of Our Lady of the Broken Mary. And then the Chicago Police Department, the Chicago Fire Department are going to be in this march. The Fire Department and Police Department will be carrying the statue of Broken Mary down, and we go down Chicago Avenue. The walk itself is a mile and a half from Chicago Avenue down to Michigan Avenue and the water towers where it will end. But all ages are welcome. All just anybody who would love to come. If you want to pray for someone in your life who's broken, who's sick, that's what this walk is for. We're all broken, but we're loved more by God. And this is going to be a very, very special evening starting at St. John Cantius Church at 7 o'clock. It'll be a beautiful night. It's going to be making history. We're expecting thousands.
And that's at Carpenter in Chicago. But we walk to the water tower, and then the CTA is giving free shuttle service back to the church for those of you that parked your cars and are looking for a ride back.
Right.
And you don't have to walk back.
There's so much to do in Chicago between St. John Cantius and the water tower. It's just going to be a really beautiful evening. And, yeah, we'll get you back. And the walk, for those who can't walk, of course, wheelchairs or any device to help you, it is permitted. And it's going to be a beautiful evening. It's going to be a historic evening, a very, very historic evening, as we feel the presence of Our Lady, our Mother, with us in this special march.
And who knows, you may have a wheelchair on the way there, and you may feel like floating back or running back if you get healed.
It's a nice, it's a gorgeous walk is what it is.
It is.
It's going to be a beautiful night.
You know it will be. And well, I just wanted to give you an opportunity to say this before we go on the air next Thursday. So I hope everyone can join us next Thursday at noon. And you're going to speak on Friday night as well before the we don't want to call it a march of procession.
Yep. So, it's all at Our Lady of thebroken.org. Our Lady of thebroken.org. You can see everything you need to see right there at that website.
All right, Kev. Well, thanks for taking a minute to share with the audience. And I'll talk to you soon, my friend. God bless you, and hey now.
God bless you too, Mike.
Hey now. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So I thought that was pertinent to bring him on and mention that because it's such a big deal.
All right. Praise the Lord. Because I'll have to say, being in Our Lady's Simple School of Faith for 30 years, I agree. She's going to love that event. Those are things that are really close to Our Lady's heart. And that's like a mini pilgrimage. Go right there. We like to have everybody come out and not only show their participation in that, but also Our Lady's presence will definitely be there as well. So praise the Lord.
And you'll be there as well, hopefully.
If I'm in town, I'm going to be there, yes.
Where else could you be? Medjugorje or Fatima? Or what's next on your plate there, buddy?
Well, there is another pilgrimage coming up to Italy in Medjugorje on June 13th. And then, of course, we got the Youth Fest, where there's like 80,000 youths and 500 priests.
Did you say youths?
Yeah, there you go. And 500 priests will celebrate Mass in Medjugorje a whole week in the first week in August. It's just an incredible gathering. If you have any youths who need a little spark of the faith, send them out to Medjugorje.
How do you get to your site again?
Oh, medjnumber1.com.
Is it medj1.com? Because some people might think it's medj hashtag #1. So it's
just
medj1.
The number one, yeah. The number one, just yes.
.com.
Yes, .com. Very good.
Good.
And you can go to the Youth Fest, and of course, we have a lot of ones coming up. And a lot of hot spots in the world, a lot of wonderful
and
things.
And what does a typical pilgrimage cost somebody? They're going to be gone for how long? I know you have different time lengths where you could go Italy, Medjugorje. Some people just go to Medjugorje. What's a general rule of thumb?
For the Youth Fest, actually, it's going to be for the youth, we give a couple little discounts. So that's only like $22.95. It includes everything, the airfare, the lodging, breakfast, dinner, everything but lunches and tips are $22.95 for
the youth. You should be fasting anyway, so you don't need lunch.
There you go. So praise the Lord. So that's it. Our Italy Medjugorje one, $32.95. We go to Holy Land, $31.95 for a 12-day trip.
When are you going there?
The next one is going to be the fall end of October. And, of course, I'll be going on the one in the March of 2020. So we go there twice a year. Mm-hmm. And they're wonderful. Journey with Jesus. And actually, that's a wonderful thing about Blessed Mother. When I was Catholic, grew up Catholic, grade school, high school, I have to say, after all the Catholic, I wasn't even sure Jesus Christ was God. And now, when you encounter the Blessed Mother, that new evangelization takes place. Actually, that's what Archbishop Hoser says. When you go to Medjugorje, you live the new evangelization place. Now, I believe my whole heart, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And even on the Holy Land trip, we wrote a book called Journey with Jesus, The 20 Proofs Why Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And when we go to these places, we show where it happened, why they did, and you have to give reasons for your hope and what you want to share to others. So we encounter that, and then they share it with others. So it's a wonderful...
You have written a couple books, so you want to plug those as well, as long as we're plugging things?
Sure, since we're plugging it, Weapon of Medjugorje kind of tells the story about how Blessed Mother bought me in the head, and I was looking for the tree of life to live forever, and I found that as well, and it gives you a little bit about the rosary. Also, we have Angels of the New Era, where the triumph of the Immaculate Heart is when God's going to speak to each one of us individually through these, like, St. Ignatius spiritual exercises. And the problem is with the spiritual exercises, sometimes it gets a little heady, too complicated. People don't know what you're talking about it.
Right.
So this kind of...
That would be me.
The way you have it, you take the cookie bag and you bring it down to a lower shelf so everybody can reach it. That's what this Angel of the New Era does. And it was inspired by Our Lady of Medjugorje. That's how it kind of this all came about. It was this Jesuit priest who did 9 trips there and says, hey, this is what's going to help the triumph of the Immaculate Heart is right here. So we're actually going to have a work. You could get the Angels of the New Era Constitution on our website. It's a little book. And we're also making cartoons, animations to help it even easier.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. You made a cartoon. I saw that at the last conference. I thought it was very well done.
Yeah, we're on. We have about 6 of them now. So we're going to take them through the whole thing. And you watch the angel.
You should put those online.
Pretty soon they'll be here. You're going to watch the angel, listen to the angel, imitate the angel. And it's going to pick up the principles to teach your soul how to fly to God. Because that's what people need today. They need the experience of God. And that's what the new evangelization is all about. And then the triumph of the Immaculate Heart is on our way. So we trust it all to Jesus through Mary. And she'll help us love Jesus. Now I love Jesus. I didn't love him before. Now I love him thanks to the Blessed Mother.
You liked him before, though. He was okay.
Yes, he was okay. But I was confused about him. I was confused. Fuzzy. Well, who's Jesus? Who's this? Who's this? Wait a second. Now he's the Son of God. He's the Lord of Lords, Kings of Kings. He's the way, the truth,
and the
life.
You never watched The Greatest Story Ever Told with Max von Sydow?
At the time, I probably didn't. No, I wasn't. No, I was worried. I was busy doing other things.
God picks different people for different things. It's amusing to me, like, when you're looking at, like, for me, for instance. I still laugh sometimes. I think, I'm doing this.
So, and he might be picking you, too, right now. All those who listen to me, no matter what your talents are, you could consecrate yourself. That's the other thing we encourage. Consecrate yourself to Jesus through Mary. When Jesus was dying on the cross, he's doing...
That's another book.
He's doing...
It's Michael Gately's book, Father Michael Gately, 33
days. He's
doing
everything he can to save us. He's going to give it, but he's going to do one more. He's going to say, behold thy mother. He's going to give us a little... But when you consecrate yourself, St. Louis de Montfort, you're embracing that help. You're embracing that grace, and she helps you out even more. And so there's a St. Louis de Montfort. We have that little book on our website as well. You're welcome to get that as well. And, of course, we have a retreat in the heart of Jesus. Oh, back to that retreats. We're doing a workshop, Angel of the New Era workshop, to teach your soul how to fly. We're going to be at the Darien, in the Carmelite Center in Darien, on August 17th. We're going to have a whole day of Saturday to teach your soul how to fly and let you actually have
in
God
Darien,
speak to you.
In Darien, can you be more specific?
You know, the Teresa Little Flower Shrine, the National Shrine of...
The little
flower
Teresa
shrine.
You.
Yeah, Teresa Little Flower.
All right. One more time, the website for your, to reach Guy Murphy and totally yours.
All right. MEDJ1.com. And Blessed Mother, she loves each and every one of you incredibly, incredibly. She says, if you know how much I love you, you would cry with joy. So praise the Lord, and let's help her express that love as well.
All right, Guy, thanks for being here. Until next Thursday with Kevin Matthews. You guys have a great week. God bless you. This is Mike Stark. Bye-bye.
Keep up the good work, Mike.
Thank you.
What's there to say when the world makes no sense? Do we search deeper truths or sit on the fence? Can you see? Can you see? Can you see the winds have changed? Marvel and flatter such meaningless thought. The shell appears strong, but the inside is wrought. It's time to be stirred. The time is now.